Tyson Slosky, the head coach with the Olds Grizzlies.
Tyson, we'll hit the 10-game mark of the season here tonight. You guys picked up your first victory for your coaching staff in this new group, both at home and on the road. Just, you know, what are your thoughts on the first sixth of the season so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been good overall. I think we had a slow start out of the gates, but I think it was kind of to be expected with how much inexperience we have in our lineup. I think we only have like five or six players that have played in the league before, and I think it's slowly coming. I think we're starting to play the right way and just kind of clean up a few of our details and hopefully can get on the winning side of things, but I think it's really close and it's promising right now.
Yeah, so what are some of the indicators that lead you to believe that?
I think the biggest thing is that we're hanging with some of the top-end teams. We played two in Grand Prairie, and we're right in those games, and you kind of take whatever 5 or 6 minutes off, or you make a couple mistakes, and good teams put it in the back of your net pretty quickly, and I think that's the difference, whether it's a five-minute stretch in the third period where we're down by one and now we're down by three, or in the second game just maybe 4 or 5 minutes and it's a two-goal hockey game all of a sudden, and I thought we put a lot of pressure on them in the third, but it's close, right? We're just a couple bounces away, couple little details away from winning those hockey games. So it's a good sign being competitive against some of these high-end teams in our league.
You bet. As far as the roster construction, you know, when you start trying to find pairs up front in your forward groups that are working together, who are a couple of the guys that you like keeping together right now and think are going to break out offensively for you?
Yeah, I think it's tough. We've definitely got to try to make a little more of a focus on some chemistry up front. I think some pairs that have worked well for us are Miller and Motley. They just are two older guys that play the right way, and they play hard, and they're responsible. So they've done a really good job for us. Gian Gelano and Richards have done a good job for us. I think they could break out at any point offensively. And then we got a few new bodies in the lineup with Kerner and Hoy and Bagley. So just trying to place them in with some skilled guys, and we really like our depth here with four lines tonight. So we're excited to get started and see what we can do as a forward group.
Obviously, Whitecourt is a team that has competed for the league titles over the last couple of years and is off to a good start this season. You know, what are some of the things you have to focus on in playing them tonight?
Yeah, I think Whitecourt's probably the best team in our league right now. I think the biggest thing for us is just worrying about our game and how we can prepare and how we can show up and play a full 60 minutes and have really good details in our game. I think it's probably the number one thing we're lacking is just like little details here and there. And if we can do that, we can be competitive against Whitecourt. And I think we can come away with 2 points as long as we can kind of follow a game plan and play 60 minutes.
It's cliche to say that being on the road allows you to, you know, try and bond together. But you did make the Lakeland swing and then a long trip up to Grand Prairie last weekend. How do you feel that the road has, brought you guys together here?
Yeah, I think it's always nice to just spend time as a team, right? It's nice to just get away and be on the road, be in the restaurants, be in the hotel, have some fun. And I think it did well for us. Obviously, we probably like a little different result, but overall, it was a good 2 road trips. And it's fun to see the team kind of meshing together, especially with some of the turnover and some of the new faces that we have in our lineup.
And obviously, last weekend, you had a fight-filled game in there as well. What does that do to the chemistry of the team?
I think we like seeing that they're going to stick up for each other, right? And I think it's a good sign when you see that, because it's clearly a close-knit group. And if it wasn't, I don't think guys would be jumping in for each other. So just to see that, it means that we're close-knit and that we're willing to kind of do things for each other. And I am hopefully that results in us winning some hockey games here.
You bet. For Finn Bagley, tell us about his journey to end up here and, what you're looking for from him tonight in his debut.
Yeah, Finn's a great player. He started the year up in Seattle, played a few regular season games there, and then came and reached out, and we wanted to take a look at him in practice, and he was willing to jump on an affiliate card for us and played a couple games and looked really well at the junior B level. And we're just really excited to get him into our lineup. He brings a ton of speed. He brings in a scoring touch. He can shoot the puck, and he's willing to shoot the puck. I think that's something we lacked right now, and I think he just adds to our depth and to our skill level, and we're excited to see his debut tonight, but I'm expecting him to have a really good game.
Excellent. And then off the ice, just how's it been to work into the community and try and do a few things here? Obviously, you guys are collecting some food bank donations tonight and other things like that for these home games.
Yeah, I think the community means everything to us, right? It's nice that we've got the season started and we've been able to be involved with the community quite a bit, actually, so far. and it's great. They're the ones that support us, and we want to do good by them. And it's always fun to get out and interact with everyone involved in the community. And I think our players have done a great job of that. And we're looking forward to continuing that in the future here.
Excellent. We'll keep you going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.